trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Red Wagon by Tyler, Nicole, and Brian Best. One spring day, we were playing in our front yard. A very old, rusty, and dented van pulled up and parked on our street. A tiny old lady got out. She didn't seem very strong. She opened the back of her van and gathered in her arms many heavy, new, yellow-page phone books. She began to deliver them to the houses on our street. We watched as she delivered the few she could carry and then went back to her van to get more. It took her quite a while to do just a few. They looked heavy. Mom thought we could let her use our red wagon to put the books in. She could pull it around our neighborhood. The four of us went over to talk to her. She said that the wagon would be helpful because the books get heavy, especially when she delivered them in office buildings. We ended up giving her our red wagon to keep. Even though we liked playing with it, we knew that she needed it more than we did. Several days later, as we were driving to school, we saw our tiny friend with the wagon delivering more books. We felt really good knowing that we were trying to be like Jesus. Ryan, Tyler, and Nicole Best, ages 5, 9, and 7, are members of Hermosa Vista Ward, Mesa, Arizona, Citrus Heights Stake. Helping by Ara Laning-Carey. Many times I have helped my grandma to cook food and my mom to clean. Ara Laning-Carey, age 6, is a member of Turin First Ward, Tampereen, Finland, Stake. Special Day by Chelsea Bohona-Schiemann. Do you know what my favorite day is? Saturday. You get to relax. You can do whatever you want. Well, but you do have to clean your room. But if you think about it, Sunday is a special day, too. You get to go to church. You also get to relax. Well, you're not supposed to buy things, and you're supposed to keep the Sabbath day holy, but you shouldn't need to work. When I was about 5 years old, one of my best friends invited me to his birthday party. I was so excited. But when I got home and gave Mom the invitation, she told me that it was on a Sunday. She didn't say that I couldn't go, but she didn't say that I could. She said that I should pray about it. So I prayed about it. About 5 days before the party, I thought, what would I do if Jesus were here? Go or don't go to the party? I don't think I would go if he were here. So I called my friend and said, I can't come to the party because it's on a Sunday. He said, that's fine. I felt disappointed, but I knew that it was the right thing to do. Chelsea Bohona-Schiemann, age 9, is a member of Vancouver First Ward, Vancouver, British Columbia Stake. Being Honest by Eric Stephen Eckersley. One day after school, when we were waiting for the school bus, a friend who was in another class gave me an expensive video game. My parents wondered if my friend's parents knew that he had given it to me. We agreed that if his parents wrote a note that it was okay, I could keep it. I didn't know my friend's last name, so the next day I took the game to my teacher and explained about it. My teacher took the game to my friend's teacher, who called his parents. My friend's parents didn't want him to give away the game, so he took it home. Both teachers were impressed with how honest I was, and my teacher even emailed my mom about it. I was glad that I did the right thing. Eric Stephen Eckersley, age 7, is a member of Spring Branch, Katy, Texas Stake. First Clean Up by Wellesley Shumway. One day, my brother and I were at our friend's house. I was painting. My friend wanted to paint, too. First, his mom said, you must clean up your toys. I helped him clean up his toys. When we were done, I was glad that I had helped him. I am thankful that I can learn and try to be like Jesus Christ. Wellesley Shumway, age 6, is a member of Edgemont 6th Ward, Provo, Utah, Edgemont State. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus.